Hello, this is the Exotic Stat. Al speaking.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going? I was just talking to a young lady a few minutes ago about our bantam rooster.
Mm-hmm.
And she said there was a 4 o'clock available this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, I did do a tentative for 10:20 tomorrow, and I was just talking to my wife, and she said, make it, if you can get the 4 o'clock, make it that one. So have you still got the 4 o'clock appointment open this afternoon?
We do have the 4 o'clock, but I also have just had an 11 a.m. Cancel, it seems. So currently I have something a little bit earlier. We've been kind of hammered on the phones this morning, so I'm just going to refresh it and just make sure that there's been no additions to that.
Okay.
Are you guys able to come in for that 11 a.m.?
Potentially.
If you wanted to, I can book that in, book the 4 p.m. in, and then that way at least you've definitely got that. And if you can,
make
11 a.m., you can give us a call back and we can move it up if it's still there as well.
All right. Well, book the 4 o'clock in. I'll give my wife a quick call and see if she can do the 11 o'clock.
No worries. Did you guys have your details taken or have you been with us before?
No.
No? That's okay?
No. Yeah, no and no.
I will make a new client file for you guys. So what was your first name?
Tony.
Tony, awesome. And your surname?
Stavros, Stavivictor, R-O-S.
Yep. Awesome. And Tony, was this the best phone number to reach you on?
Yes, it will be. And my wife will be bringing the rooster in. So her name's Katie.
Yeah. Katie, wife. Awesome. I've just popped that in the notes just so we have a record of that. And Tony, what was the best email to reach you on?
KTY. So
K-T-Y.
KT for Terry, Y for Yellow. 1972.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And then what was your street address?
44 Smith Road, North Kawongba.
Smith Road, North. Is Kawongba with a K?
Yeah, Kawongba. So it's KUR WONGBAH.
For some reason, that's not coming up.
4503 postcode.
So 44 Smith Road.
Yeah, it's, plural Smiths with an S.
Oh, Smiths. That's probably why it's freaking out.
Yeah, Smiths Road North.
Ah, there we go. Smith Road North, Kawongba. Yep, there we go. Fantastic. So I'll go ahead and save that, and I'll get the little your little rooster that you're concerned about. I'll get his details down as well.
He's a little silky pecan bantam.
Mm-hmm. And what was his name? Did he have a name?
Yeah, Rocco.
Awesome. Pecan bantam.
So it's a little ornamental thing.
Yep. Male, Rocco. And do you know how old he is roughly?
No,
I'll just pop him down as 4, and there's no real issue with that.
He's an adult.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's okay. Okay. So 4 p.m. this afternoon.
And I'll see if we can make the 11. I'll call you straight back.
Fantastic. Well, just quickly, what were your concerns with Rocco?
It looks like he's swallowed something. He hasn't crowed for quite a few days that we've noticed now because I noticed him yesterday just out in the yard, just on his own. He wasn't with the hens and he didn't look right. And even our daughter said the same thing anyway this morning, looking at him. We let them out of the coop and same thing. He just went on his own, just sat down. And so I went out there and had a look at him. And you could see he was trying to make a noise. He was opening his mouth and he was trying to make a noise, and you could hear a little bit of noise. But it was, and then he put his head down towards the ground and really shake his head hard.
Yeah, okay.
And he's done that a couple of times. Every time I've gone out, he's come over and he's trying to tell you, I've got some form of throat.
Yeah, going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's something in his throat, whatever.
Yeah. We can definitely have a look at that for you guys. So if you wanted to just give us a call back, if that 11 a.m. is still available when you guys do call back and you're able to make it in for that,
yeah.
I can move that
sure.
up and you guys
All
can
right.
come in sooner.
All right, I'll do that ASAP. Thanks, mate.
No worries. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.